Holos Rusinjev Amerika.
Dobrý večer, dáme i pánové, i vítajte na reláciu Holos Rusinjev Amerika. Prichodíme k vám každú nedeľu na stanicu Rusin FM, vaše rusinské rádio, o 5.4. hodinu u Pittsburghu a 5.10. hodinu u Priašovi. Ja jem Dean Polovka, a dneska je nedeľa 30. apríla 2023. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Holos Rusinjev Amerika. Voice of Russians in America, the Carpatho Russian Society Heritage Program, brought to you each and every Sunday right here on your Russian radio station, Russian FM, at 3:30 p.m. Eastern, 9:30 p.m. Central European Time. We also have our archives available any time of the day or night. Go to our webpage, c-rsmedia.org. I am your host, Dean Polovka, and today is Sunday, April 30th, 2023. The weather is warming up, and of course, with that warm-up weather, everything's growing, and all the pollen is in the air, and all the allergies are going nuts. So if I sound a little stuffed up, that's why. All the allergies that are going on around here. We're going to start off today's broadcast by going to Zakarpattia, and we have a couple selections from the Zakarpatsky Narodny Chor, the Transcarpathian Folk Ensemble, based in Ushorod. Thank you. Even though this broadcast is sponsored by the Carpatha Russian Society, we need your support, ladies and gentlemen, to help keep us on the internet. If you would like to make a donation, please get in touch with me, Dean Paloka, at area code 412-877-9351. 412-877-9351, or you can send me some email at this address, dean.paloka@gmail.com. dean.paloka@gmail.com, or you can donate online by going to our main page, the Carpatha Russian Society, c-rs.org, hover over Donate, and click Russian Heritage Radio Program. c-rs.org, Donate, Russian Heritage Radio Program. Last year around this time, I introduced you to the quote-unquote new Russian band, Rusinsky Betyare. Well, we've changed our name. We are now known as Sokira, and a Sokira is a shepherd's axe. In Slovak, you would know it as Sekera, also a Valashka as well, and it's a shepherd's axe that was used not only by the shepherds, but also by the outlaws, the famous Slovak outlaw Janošik, as well as the famous, sort of famous, Russian outlaw Andrei Sauka. So, we have rehearsals, we've been tightening everything up, and last week we had a rehearsal, and we had some pretty decent recording on there that I wanted to share with everyone, the new Sokira. Now remember that this is a practice session, so it's not going to be as clean as a regular job or recording, as clean as if we were in the recording studio, which we may do one of these days. But this we have for you, and again, it's recorded from rehearsal. And we have Arkan, which is a Ukrainian number, going into Verkhovino, which is a Russian number from the Verkhovino region. After that, we have an excerpt from Nebudu tu pidu dale, and then going back to Verkhovino with our end. And just to let you know, Sokira is available for bookings. We play more than Russian music. We're going to be playing the Slovak 100th Kennywood Day sometime in July. I'll let you know about that. We'll be playing a lot of Slovak numbers as well as a couple of Russian numbers. We have some weddings coming up. We're going to be at Simply Slavic in June. I'll tell you about that as well. But our band, Sokira, if you'd like to get in touch, please call me at 412-877-9351. And letting you know who is in the band, I am the clarinetist as well as vocals. On accordion, we have Paul Stafura Jr. On the flute, my sister, Beth Liberator. On the bass, my brother-in-law, Michael Liberator. On the rhythm guitar, Bob Bartko. And on the drums, Derek Cummins. So enjoy these excerpts, and we'll have more for you throughout the year of the new group, quote-unquote, Sokira. Yes, Derek, you did nail it. Just a shout out to our drummer, Derek, who pretty much came from a non-ethnic background and is doing a wonderful job being our drummer. Derek, we love you. You're doing a wonderful job. For our historic focus, we continue with our talk today on the birthday last Monday, the 24th of April, of Father Alexander Duchnowicz. In 1850, Duchnowicz established the first Russian Cultural Association, the Prešov Literary Society, which published a series of books, including the first Russian literary anthologies, issued annually and entitled Pozdravlenia Rusinyu. The anthology for 1851 included his poem Vruchanie, whose opening lines Ya Rusin byl, yes mi budu, I am, was, and will be Rusin, were to become the national credo of all Russians. Duchnowicz is also traditionally credited with having written the text, which later became the Russian national anthem in Podkarpatska Rus, called Podkarpatskiye Rusyne Ostaute Hluboki Son, Subcarpathian Russians, arise from your deep slumber. Although recent scholarship suggests he was not the real author. Among his scholarly works were a history of the Eparchy of Prešov, originally written in Latin and published posthumously in Russian and English, and a general history of Carpatho Rusyns, completed in 1853 and published posthumously in Russian and the Voivodinian Rusyn language. Duchnowicz considered that his main task was to enlighten or raise the educational and cultural standards of the Rusyn people, which first required the codification of a literary language. He did not, however, opt to create a literary language on the basis of the most widespread spoken dialects, as his contemporary friends and colleagues, the Slovak National Awakeners, had done for their language. Instead, Duchnowicz accepted the principle of two styles. He used the low style, or Rusyn vernacular, for works intended for mass consumption, including school texts, patriotic poetry, and plays like the very popular Dobroditel Prevyshayet Bohatstvo, Virtue is More Important Than Riches. For scholarly and other more serious texts, he used the high style, that is the Slaveno-Rusyn language. This was an amalgam of Russian, Church Slavonic, and Rusyn, which his later disciples called the traditional Carpatho-Russian language, but critics derided it as Yazychiye, Makronic jargon. Duchnowicz categorically rejected the language used by the Ukrainophiles and the idea that Ukrainians form a distinct nationality. While he did maintain contacts with brethren beyond the mountains who were not foreign to him, those contacts were exclusively with old Ruthenian and Russophile activists, and with the cultural organizations in Lviv, such as the Rus National Center, the Staropegiel Institute, and the Galician Rus Cultural Foundation, all of which rejected the view that Ukrainians formed a distinct nationality. Duchnowicz also maintained close contacts and learned from the experience of Slovak national awakeners such as Jonáš Záborský, Jan Andrášík, Jan Francisi Rimavský, Andrej Radlinsky, and William Palini Toth, as well as Russian scholars. Responding to the political crisis in the Habsburg Empire and the increase in Magyarization during the late 1850s and early 1860s, Duchnowicz, together with the political activist Adolf Dobrianski, attempted to consolidate Rusyn national forces by creating new cultural organizations, such as the St. John the Baptist Society in Prešov and the St. Basil the Great Society in Uzhhorod. Their efforts met with only limited success, however, because the traditional Rusyn patriarchal society, whose educated elite, for the most part Greek Catholic clerics, were becoming increasingly favorably inclined toward the Hungarian state and the idea of belonging to a single Hungarian political nation. In his final years, Duchnowicz began to develop edema, and he was bedridden for 7 months. On March 30, 1865, Father Alexander Duchnowicz died of pneumonia, receiving communion before his death from the hands of Bishop Josef Gaginetz. Soon after his death, Duchnowicz was considered by an albeit gradually decreasing number of national patriots as the father and national symbol of the Russian people. During these same pre-World War I decades, scholars in the Russian Empire saw Duchnowicz as a preserver of the Russian identity in what they described as the so-called Rus abroad. After World War I and during the Second Russian Renaissance, which took place under Czechoslovak rule, numerous books and articles were dedicated to Duchnowicz. Statues and busts were erected to him, and his name served as catalyst and symbol of national unity among Russians in North America, where a statue was erected to him in Cleveland, Ohio, in the Cleveland Cultural Gardens, as well as in Toronto, Canada. And to honor the memory of Father Alexander Duchnowicz and his 220th anniversary of his birth, April 24th, we now have Ya Urusin Byl, as sung from the 1920 Lemko album. So we're going into the golden oldies for this one. After that, we have the Holy Ghost Choir from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, singing Pod Karpatskiy Rusyny Ostalte Hluboki Son.
And all my uncles and aunts were members of the GCU. I'm married and I have three kids, and I found my wife here at the 50th bowling anniversary tournament, and ever since then we've been active in Pittsburgh and Michigan at all the GCU functions.
Well, I joined the GCU when I got married. I'm a mother, a wife, and a grandmother. When we found out we were having a granddaughter, on her christening day, we gave her a GCU life insurance policy. I see a lot of young people being involved, and that makes me, as a grandma, feel really good.
GCU for life. GCU for life.
Fraternally yours.
For more information on member benefits such as life insurance, annuities, and Medicare supplement plans that the GCU offers, please give them a call toll-free at 1-800-722-4428. You can also check out all of the rates and products online by logging on to their webpage, gcuusa.com, gcuusa.com, or call them toll-free, 1-800-722-4428. That's the GCU, 1-800-722-4428. Thank you for joining me today on Holos Rusinio America, Voice of Russians in America, the Carpatha Russian Society Heritage Program. Join me again next Sunday, right here on your Russian radio station, Russian FM, at 3:30 p.m. Eastern, 9:30 p.m. Central European Time, for another broadcast. Don't forget to tune in to Russian FM any time of the day or night. They do have wonderful Russian broadcasting for you. So either download their app by going to your app store and looking for Russian FM, or log on to your computer and type in Russian.fm. Russian.fm. If you would like to listen to our archives any time of the day or night as well, go to our media page, c-rsmedia.org, where you can listen to every broadcast from our first one in 2004 up to today's broadcast. That is c-rsmedia.org, c-rsmedia.org, or visit our parent site, the Carpatha Russian Society, where you can join the society, take part in the genealogy discussions, order from our online, offline catalog, and much more. Go to c-rs.org, c-rs.org. We'll see you all next Sunday. Trimajte se, krasny tydzień. Z Bohom.
Tá. Holo sa Rusiniu Amerika.